Well, we're going to wrap up the program this week with another important date to remember, and that is March 9th. For folks in the southwestern part of the state, that is the date for the Fairfield County's Giving Day. And to talk a little bit more about why Giving Day is so important and the important role Giving Day plays in the work of the Fairfield County Community Foundation, we're welcoming Christy Jelinek, who is the Development Director for the Fairfield County Community Foundation. Christy, thanks for joining us on the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the call today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we don't talk to the Fairfield County Community Foundation enough. We try to make the rounds because there are a number of community foundations around the state. Can you just educate us a little bit about the great work that the foundation does and how your work kind of fits into the greater patchwork of community foundations that are really the backbone that is keeping a lot of the nonprofit agencies, large and small, that are serving communities around the state alive?
Sure, of course. I'm happy to. So there are a number of community foundations serving Connecticut's people, but I think it's helpful to just briefly talk about what a community foundation is before I go into more detail about Fairfield County's community foundation. So they are the fastest growing sectors of philanthropy in the world, actually. Community foundations are tax-exempt, place-based public charities that were created to help individuals, families, and companies make a difference in their own communities. So each community foundation is made up of a collection of charitable funds. They're pooled, invested, and then the advisors on the funds are able to make grants locally as well as anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. So at Fairfield County's Community Foundation, we're actually celebrating our 25th year strengthening our region. So it's a pretty big milestone for us, and we're really excited about all of the activities and plans going on over the next few months celebrating this year. So since 1992, Fairfield County's Community Foundation has been dedicated to creating lasting change in our region. We unite people and resources to address the pressing needs in the 23 towns and cities of Fairfield County. Mm-hmm. And we do this in three primary ways. One, for donors, we serve as a philanthropic advisor and offer donor-advised and other fund services. We currently manage close to 600 charitable funds. For nonprofits, we provide training and also award grant dollars. So just last year, we awarded $13 million to hundreds of organizations and also gave about 400 scholarships, totaling $900,000 to students. Mm. And lastly, as a countywide unifier, we bring together passionate individuals and organizations to tackle the big challenges that no single organization can solve by itself.
One of the great things about working with and giving to a community foundation is sort of an opportunity to either completely have, if you're so blessed, or to share in a little bit of the ownership of some of the specific initiatives that the community foundation helps to underwrite across its wide network of programming.
Right, exactly. So we do work with many, many donors locally in our region as well as outside of Fairfield County, but primarily in Fairfield County to help them fulfill their own philanthropic passions. But as you mentioned, we do initiate programs at the community foundation based on critical needs that we've seen and assessed. So I'll just give you a few examples of those. We do a lot of work for women and girls, empowering women and girls in our region, and this is done through our Fund for Women and Girls. It's the largest women's fund in New England, and again, it supports programs that empower women and girls with leadership and character building skills, and a variety of other programs. So that's a a pretty big priority at the Community Foundation. We also have our Center for Nonprofit Excellence, which is an incredible resource hub for our county's nonprofits. It's no surprise that nonprofits have limited budgets for professional development and skills building and training for their staff. So many look to the Center for Nonprofit Excellence for those trainings. We provide a variety of workshops to help build the capacity of nonprofits. We do skills training around communications and fundraising and technology and lots more. So last year, we helped nearly 400 nonprofits that are now better equipped to meet the growing demand for services that they're all seeing, as well as dealing with state budget cuts.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Which we hope between the time we tape this program and air the program in about 2 days aren't going to get much worse.
Right.
So we have to laugh because otherwise we'd cry. Folks, if you're just joining us, Christy Jelinek is on the line. She's the Director of Development for the Fairfield County Community Foundation. The date you need to remember is March 9th, especially if you are living in or supportive of one of the many hundreds of different nonprofits that could benefit from Fairfield County's Giving Day. We'll be talking a little bit about that in just a minute. But Christy, what I wanted to articulate first for the folks that are listening, up in Torrington, Waterbury, Meriden, up in the greater Hartford area, they hear Fairfield Community Foundation and they may think, one of the richest counties on the face of the planet, certainly Bridgeport being a large component of that, and certainly a community that has its challenges and concerns. But, Fairfield County really, they appear to, on par, be very well off down there. Talk a little bit about the need, because I think there is a lot of misconception down there that even some of the most affluent regarded communities still have vast numbers of folks that are financially challenged every day, have health challenges, have developmental challenges, and loved ones and family members that need the support of these hundreds and hundreds of different nonprofits.
Right. So you're right in saying that many people do view Fairfield County as one that is very well resourced and wealthy, and that's true for some of Fairfield County, but definitely not for all of Fairfield County. There are considerable gaps in economics and academic achievement throughout Fairfield County, and that's what we really focus on at the Community Foundation, bringing to light the great needs in all of the towns and cities throughout Fairfield County, because believe it or not, in every single town there is need, and there are nonprofits serving those needs in all of the towns and cities. We actually just co-sponsored a report that outlines all of the county's needs, and it's called the Well-Being Index.
Oh, okay.
And you could find that on our website at fccffoundation.org. That's fccfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty incredible report, and many people have found it eye-opening, that lists a lot of data that points to the great needs in many of the towns and cities.
Very good. Well, in the last 5 minutes that we have with you, Christy, let's turn our attention to Fairfield County's Giving Day. Let us know how you make it work for all of these different hundreds of nonprofits and charities that are serving all the folks in Fairfield County.
Sure. Great. So, Giving Day is truly an exciting day for us. We're thrilled to organize it for the fourth year in partnership with our champion sponsor, Bank of America. We started Giving Day in 2014 as a way to shine a brighter light on the nonprofit community and also encourage local philanthropy. It's really grown since we started in 2014. We raised about $750,000 for 267 nonprofits. Last year, we raised $1.24 million for 410 nonprofits. And, of course, we're looking to surpass all of those goals on March 9th. So how Giving Day works? Well, again, it's on March 9th, which is about 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. It's a 24-hour online event, and all activity happens at fcgives.org. So starting at 12 a.m., anyone can log in to the fcgives.org website, search for their favorite nonprofit or cause, and make a donation as low as $10. Perhaps the most exciting part of Giving Day are the prizes. Throughout the day, nonprofits will compete for $100,000 in prizes through about 9 prize categories, where donors can give and help their favorite nonprofit win a prize from $1,000 to $20,000.
Hmm, that's great. Can you recall one of these major prize winners from a past Giving Day and just kind of illustrate how they were able to not only take the monetary donations that were given on the front line, but parlay that into one of these larger pots of winnings to really make a difference?
Sure. You know, hearing about impact from Giving Day is one of our favorite things at the Community Foundation. Nonprofits share all of their stories with us. So a few examples. A nonprofit in Stanford called Future Five, they work with high school students. They were raising money to send a group of their students into New York City for the day. So believe it or not, these students, they live in Stanford, but they had never been to New York City.
Hmm.
And never experienced everything there is to experience there, and they accomplished their goal, which was pretty incredible. Another nonprofit called Wildlife in Crisis, they care for hundreds of baby mammals and birds, and they're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff. They use their funds to finally make repairs on their outdoor clinic and spaces. All the repairs were way overdue, and they've told us that those would not have happened without the money raised through Giving Day.
Oh, that's fantastic. So so it's as easy as just clicking on fcgives.org anytime beginning midnight on March 9th and going through 11:59 p.m. The following evening. And then the website does it all for you. You peruse the categories or names of the nonprofits, pick the ones or one that you want to support, and your gift, which I imagine is tagged right to your credit card or debit card, is just pulled right off and pooled into other donations that are designated for that charity.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's really exciting if you keep going back on the site. There's a countdown clock which lists all the money being raised as well as the time ticking down. So I encourage everyone to go on the site throughout the day. It's very exciting.
Fantastic. Well, folks, if you want to learn more about the many organizations that the Fairfield County Community Foundation supports and a lot more about the nuts and bolts of how they make it happen, you can go to fccfoundation.org. And don't forget, on March 9th, anytime from midnight to 11:59 p.m. the next evening, you can go to fcgives.org. Find your favorite charity and give them a little bit of a boost. Keep in touch and maybe hear about the various competitions or contests that they might be engaged in order to even make that giving go farther with those bonus prizes that are available. It's all that information is available for you right now at fccfoundation.org. And on the day of the event, the site you need to remember is fcgives.org. That is coming up on March 9th. We want to thank Christy Jelinek, who is the development director for the Fairfield County Community Foundation, for bringing us up to speed on all that. Thanks, Christy.